This is The List. I'm Muddy River Sports Editor Matt Schuckman, and today we are breaking down another baseball list. As I teased last week when we did the favorite top 10 Cardinals, when Shane Holsey and I broke that down, that we'd turn around this week and do the top 10 favorite Chicago Cubs. So I had to reach out to a guy I know who bleeds Cubby Blue. I actually wrote about his son when I first started at Muddy River about a Cubs experience. So we had to go with a diehard, Travis Dinkeller, Quincy High School girls soccer coach, and Cubby lover.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today, Matt.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to do this. We'll break it down. We'll start at 10, go to 1 with our 10 favorite Chicago Cubs. Now, I will preface this with my list won't have some of those names you might think of, because I made my list about guys I saw, watched on WGN, even saw in person. I didn't go the historical route. What about you?
I would agree. The Cubs, they have a historic franchise as far as some players like Ernie Banks and Ron Santo and players like that, Fergie Jenkins, but yep. They were before my time. And I remember watching on WGN growing up as a kid, catching the Cub games in the afternoon, always a day game before
right.
The lights were in.
That's right.
And, and obviously you have like the famous trio of, Tinker, Evers, and Chance. But again, those are players that I never got to see. They're legends in their own right, but yeah. It was more of the players that stood out to me.
Well, this is going to be interesting because you and I are from the same era, so we'll probably have some similar names on there. I don't think we'll have a lot, but I think we'll have some. But you, with your son, especially with Cooper, having watched more as that has gone on, you might have some newer names than I do. So let's get started. Number 10, top 10 favorite Cubs. Number 10.
Oh, man. It was tough. It was really tough. I think for myself, I would have to put Derek Lee. Derek Lee was a player that I was, it was a time when the Cubs weren't super good.
Yeah.
I just thoroughly enjoyed watching him play. He became kind of one of my team's favorite players, one of the favorite players that I enjoyed watching play.
Well, number 10 on my list goes back to those 80s teams, watching it on WGN, growing up, those afternoon games under the sun. Leon Bull Durham. Just, for whatever, I can't even give you a good reason why I liked him so much, but I did. He was a heck of a player. I don't know. He always has, his name comes to mind every time I think of Cubs.
Absolutely. So, probably one of the more infamous trades, isn't he? Wasn't involved in one of the more infamous trades in Cub history.
So.
And that was the time that I really started watching the Cubs, was Leon. He was one that I thought about a lot.
Yeah. So number 9.
Number 9, I got to go. I was a huge Grandpa Rossi fan. My son and I, obviously the World Series run, that's something my son and I shared together. He became a manager. He got carried off the field.
Yeah.
That's a bobblehead I still want to find for my son. It's one that's very hard to come by, where Rizzo and Hayward are carrying him off the field after the World Series. Grandpa Rossi he just became kind of a fan favorite.
He did.
I have to go with that next.
I'm going with a guy who made his mark as a rookie. Would love to have seen if he could have had a full career injury free. Kerry Wood. The 20 strikeout game against the Astros, we'll never forget that. Just, here you go. A guy from Texas that just threw blazing fastballs. Would love to have stood in the batter's box just to see it. Just to see a fastball come whizzing by you. I know I could have never caught up to it.
Absolutely.
But I'd love to have stood there and gone, wow, look at that thing.
Absolutely. Kerry Wood is, you'll be hearing from him later on my list for sure.
I figured.
That was a great year. There's, and actually several of those names from that pitching staff of that year that they got beat by the Marlins. That became the game where the ball went into the stands and became infamous for that. And that pitching staff this year, there's several names on there that I got up to about 18 or 19 names. And there's several from that staff that I really, really enjoyed.
Okay, well, number 8.
For me, Jake Arrieta.
Okay.
There was a 2-year span where he was as dominant a pitcher. It was just like, as a Cubs fan, every time he took the mound, you knew you were going to win.
He was the best pitcher in baseball during that stretch.
There's no doubt. And again, I think it became an era. And I think so many of my players became the players that they were is because I shared those opportunities with my son.
Yeah.
And so those things were really, that was, I think those years were so important to me because it gave an opportunity to share that with my son and watch the World Series. And, you know, and for me, my grandpa was a Cubs fan and he was all, you know, he wanted nothing more than to see the Cubs win a World Series. Obviously didn't get to, but my son and I got to sharing that.
For me, number eight is a guy who made his mark probably more so in terms of what people remember with a different franchise, but you have to remember where he got his start. On the mound, painting the corners as a Chicago Cub, and that would be Greg Maddux. Again, you can talk all you want about the flamethrowers over the history of baseball. I don't know, and I this would be a great conversation. This might be another list, but who is the best pitcher as far as hitting spots, location? I don't know if there's anybody ever in baseball history who's been better than Greg Maddux at that.
There's no doubt. Actually, it's funny you bring that up. We were talking about that the other day. You know, I know he spent a lot of time with the Braves, but came back to the Cubs.
Yep.
I got to see him pitch in person one time in his return to Chicago. But as we talked about it, there were I think he pitched like to 37,000 some pit batters, and he only had 374 or something like four pitch walks. I have it saved on my phone.
It's crazy.
I wish I could find it right now, but it's an insane number.
It is.
100 and some of those were intentional.
It's so amazing, isn't it?
Just an amazing guy, and yeah, not overpowering. Just painted the corners.
Just knew how to pitch. Okay, number seven.
You know, again, kind of a guy that came in that World Series era, Ben Zobrist. I love the way
Central Illinois guy.
Yeah, and Ben Zobrist became one of my son and I's favorite. Obviously, he became, I believe, the World Series MVP or the NL Central.
One of them. He got some postseason accolades.
And he became just obviously one of our favorite players. I just love the way he approached the game. He just kind of seemed the epitome of a great teammate.
Now, number seven on my list, he'll probably be on your list higher, I'm guessing. But I could not put him any higher, even though I respect him, because he trumped my guy Willie McGee on a magical day for the Cubs in Wrigley Field. And that would be Ryan Sandberg. And I know Cubs love it, you know. And he's, again, phenomenal player, deserving of all the credit. But Willie McGee hit for the cycle that day, and Sandberg hit the game-winning home run in extra innings. And I hated him that day. But I do respect him, and he was a great Cub, and I did enjoy watching him play. So he is number seven on my list.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, you're going to definitely hear about him later on my list.
I figured.
Obviously. But he had a great career, obviously.
Number six.
For me, and I'm making sure I'm not missing somebody here because I'd gone through so many people, but Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
Riz was a, you know, again, World Series.
Again, part of that
group. And again, sharing that with my son. But again, a guy, the way he approached the plate, yep, crowded the plate. I think about the catch on the tarp.
Yeah.
They made a bobblehead out of that one too.
They did.
And so, Riz was just another guy that I thoroughly enjoyed watching.
Number six on my list goes back to those, again, that 1980s era. Gary the Sarge Matthews, one of my favorite outfielders of any team, let alone the Cubs. I just played with a passion that was unmatched. And again, when you grow up in that era, you listen to Harry Carey call games and stuff. There are guys that's, you know, I'm surprised I didn't put Ron Say on my list just because of that, the Penguin, you know. But Gary the Sarge Matthews, again, was one of those guys that just, every time he came to bat, I wanted to watch him hit.
Yeah, that was a great era.
It was so much fun. It was fun baseball.
Yep. I think if you go back to that, my son and I were talking about it last night as we made this list. You had the Sarge, the Penguin, the Bull,
yep,
Rhino,
yeah,
Sean Dunstan in the middle infield,
yeah,
Keith Moreland, Jody Davis behind the plate, Rick Sutcliffe was a pitcher. Those are all, you know, again, great.
I could have made my list just off that.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun time to watch baseball for sure.
All right, we're to the top five. Who's your number five?
I had to go Kerry Wood. Again,
okay, yeah,
that's where I told you I was going to come back around with that one.
Yep.
Kerry Wood was, again, a dominant pitcher for his time. I remember the 20 strikeout game against the Astros. And also, you know, he'd come to the plate and every once in a while and pinch hit and hit a home run. Right. And so he became one of my favorites, you know, at that time. So definitely Kerry Wood.
Number five on my list, the MVP, Andre the Hawk Dawson. you know, again, I remember him first as an Expo.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you, I mean, how can you not respect Andre Dawson? What a, just a great, great hitter, great teammate, great dude, a great ambassador for baseball, but just a phenomenal baseball player, and deserving of all those accolades he got for teams that were not successful. Absolutely. That tells you how good he was.
Absolutely. I remember hearing them tell stories about playing in the old Expo Stadium on that bad AstroTurf and how it made his knees and how, you know, how he had lost a step, but he was still always such a dominant player. So yeah, he again, another one that we're probably going to share.
Yeah. Okay, number four.
Mine is Greg Maddux. Again, we kind of hit on it. Yeah. Painting the plate. I know he wasn't a Cub all the years, but man, you know, what a dominant career he had.
All right, number four, you've already talked about him, Anthony Rizzo. And the guy played baseball, still plays baseball, plays with love for the game. He's a boy playing as a man. You know, he has that boyish charm about him where he just goes about his business having so much fun.
Yes.
And to me, that stood out. Of all those players on that World Series team, he was endearing. You wanted to go hang out with him because he was fun.
Absolutely. What a great story he had, you know, and he not only a great baseball player, but I agree, you know, and I think that the thing that gets lost sometimes, and obviously he's a New York Yankee now, and I think he probably, if he had his choice, would have wanted to stay a Cub.
Yeah.
You know, in today's age, you don't see very many people that stay, you know, and as a non-Cardinal fan, the Yadier Molinas of the world that stay a Cub their whole career.
So rare. The whole career. So rare.
And so, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. And I wish that Rizzo would have been able to stay because, again, like you said, he's on my list for a reason.
Okay, number three.
Andre Dawson,
there the Hawk.
Yeah, I remember hitting home runs, you know, and that's more from my childhood, you know. It was just awesome to watch him play.
Number three on my list goes back to first base, Mark Grace. I mean, what a cool dude with a great left-handed swing, great defensive first baseman. I mean, and so much respect for the game. You know, and just, again, I loved the way he defensively made an impact on the game. And I thought he was cool.
Absolutely. Again, another great Cub. Yeah. A great Cub. You know, and that brings me to my number two, which is Mark Grace.
Okay.
So, wow. You know, Mark Grace was fun to watch, obviously. And actually, the thing, I remember watching him play, hitting from the left side, took a lot of walks. You know, then ended up in the booth with the Diamondbacks, I believe.
Yep.
Again, that was actually one of my brother's favorite Cubs.
Was it?
And so my brother Corey loved Mark Grace. And neat. And so definitely one of the, like I said, he's in my top two.
Okay, well, my number two is a guy who actually played for the Quincy Cubs. Now, I didn't get to see him play here in Quincy. Saw him pitch in the major leagues as a reliever, but he learned his favorite pitch here in Quincy with the 1973 Quincy Cubs, and that was Bruce Sutter. Okay. You know, and I know a lot of people think of him as a Cardinal, but he started as a Cub. Yep. And I have a very cool that I got autographed baseball from the 73 Quincy Cubs, and his autograph is right across it. And it's awesome. Just neat. It's just neat. Guy went on to be a Hall of Fame reliever, one of the greatest relievers of all time. But yeah, he was a Cub before he was a Cardinal, and he played right here in Quincy.
And that's a cool, and the Quincy connection, that's kind of, you know, when you think about players that I didn't get to see to play, Hank Sauer was a Cub, and there's a Quincy connection there to Mel Tappy.
Yes.
And funny story, and I still have it, I was in Home Depot in Quincy, Illinois, gosh, it's 10, 15 years ago, maybe longer, I couldn't even tell you, and there's people running around the store going, hey, did you see the World Series ring? The guy's got a World Series ring. And I'm like, no, and I get out to the cart rack and I'm putting my cart away, and there's this gentleman and he's talking to somebody. I said, excuse me, sir. I said, can you tell me the story? And he goes, I'm Hank Sauer. I came to visit some friends, family, Mel Tappy, here in Quincy, and he showed me his World Series ring from the New York Yankees, and he signed an autograph on a, honestly, on a compact disc and inside sleeve of it. It's the only thing I had. And, but it was ironic, but to run into Hank Sauer in Quincy, Illinois. So again, the Quincy connection there with the Quincy Cubs.
And that brings us to number one. Okay, you're a diehard Cub fan. I think I know where you're going with this, but who's your number one?
Ryne Sandberg.
There you go.
You know, the Rhino. Again, and a guy that, you know, obviously got traded from the Phillies early on, or was Phillies?
Yes, it was Phillies.
And then ended up a Cub in the remainder of his career, and then obviously did some management in the minor leagues for the Cubs. He was awesome. I don't even know what else to say. He was my favorite player to watch of all time. You know, I collected baseball cards. I probably have 100 or 150 different Ryne Sandberg cards.
That's
it was
cool.
My first autograph that I ever got.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
Yeah, just an all-time great. I had a few of his jerseys. I'd even admit that. So
I'm going back to the Quincy connection for my number one. And a lot of people listening will probably go, he's going to go El Tappy. I am not. I never saw the Tappy brothers play. And I tried to stay true to that with my list. Now, these were people I saw. I've seen this guy play. He's going to be a Chicago Cub on the big league level soon. He's already made his way up through the organization. He's currently at AAA Iowa. But Riley Martin he already is, my number one Cub. He's the one guy who I've said all along could convince me to get a Cubs hat. I promised him at some point during our conversations that if he makes the big leagues, I will buy my first Cubs hat. He's close. He's AAA Iowa right now, and I will follow through. I will take pictures. I will post it of me wearing a Cubs hat if Riley Martin gets to the big leagues.
And that's a cool story. I mean, obviously, to have the success that he had here at Quincy University, and then to, you know, to get drafted by a regional team and find success is awesome, and you know, speaks to volumes to what Quincy University has done as a program. You know, obviously you have the Kinney connection there, Josh Raby,
right?
To have those that connection, obviously it you instantly become a fan favorite when you've seen a guy play and grow up and through the ranks.
I've gotten to know him. I've spent time with him. I'm just so excited for him. And he will get me to actually cheer for the Cubs.
Well, and I hope he's successful. And I would love to see another trophy coming their way. And, you know, it's funny, as we were talking about this, you know, I got to about 18, 19 names, you know, and it's hard. It was really hard to narrow them down.
I will agree with you, because there were a couple of names, and then one popped in my head. It was like, how did I leave him off my original list? You know, and that was Kerry Wood. I'm like, when I thought about it, I'm like, how did I leave him off? But, you know, I had Kyle Schwarber was one of the guys that I thought about.
Yeah, Schwarber was on mine. Obviously, a hero coming back from the World Series from the ACL, and missing the whole season. I was a huge Matt Clement fan.
Okay,
Matt Clement, you know, the beard.
Yeah.
I left Mark Pryor.
Yeah,
same year as Kerry Wood. That's that pitching staff.
Rick Sutcliffe. I thought about him.
And he's not had a great career since he left. Javi Baez was so electric to watch at times as a Cub, and then Fowler. I know he went on to become a Cardinal.
Dexter Fowler.
Loved him and John Lester.
Okay.
You know, and then the other one, and kind of one that a lot of people wouldn't think about, is I loved Mark DeRosa as a player.
Okay. That makes
sense. So just players that I watched. And so it was fun to go through it. My son and I were throwing out names.
Good.
And obviously one that I didn't put on there was Chris Bryant.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
No, but
I figured Cooper would talk you into that one.
Oh, absolutely. And he was a huge Chris Bryant fan. You know, unfortunately, his career has been derailed by injuries. But it has definitely been, it was definitely fun to spend some time with Cooper and Kim talking about some of those players.
That's what this is about, getting people talking, getting the conversations going, and having a little fun going down memory lane.
Absolutely, for sure.
Well, thanks for doing this.
Hey, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Maybe we'll have to do a soccer one at some point.
That would be fun. That would be fun. So. It would be a lot of fun. You know, there's been a lot of lists that you've done.
Yeah.
And, it's definitely, it sparks some debate and some fun debate.
Yes.
On where we go. And so, that was a lot of enjoyable time talking with Cooper about that. And enjoyable with you today.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. For Travis Dinkeller, I'm Muddy River Sports Editor Matt Schuckman. This has been The List.